Listening Library presents Stone Rider by David Hoffmeyer. Read for you by Matthew Morgan.
Come in under the shadow of this red rock, and I will show you something different from either your shadow at morning striding behind you, or your shadow at evening rising to meet you. I will show you fear in a handful of dust. T.S. Eliot, The Wasteland. Here for blood, three dark riders in single file. They ride with bursts of speed, angled back in their seats, arms shaking as they steer their wild machines. Three riders on low-slung, otherworldly bikes that catch the sun and bristle. Dirt clings to their gold-mirrored sun visors and their gleaming riding suits. They muscle across a wind-hammered landscape, riding up the slope of a dark mountain, a volcano. The lead rider reins in his posse with a raised right hand, and they slide out behind him in a snarl of black dust. When the dust clears, they see what he sees. In the valley lies the course, a steep affair with furrowed lanes, fierce turns, and six massive jumps. Alone below, a rider on a bike of pale silver leaps skyward. He turns his front wheel in midair, floats, and then plunges down the far side of a tabletop. It's an impressive jump. The lead rider, above on the hill, acknowledges the feat with a smile. No one sees it. The smile is concealed behind his visor. It's an hour after dawn. The sun is behind them, low against the black hills. Their shadows, lean and long, strike out down the slope, pointing the way. "That's him!" Wyatt exclaims, flicking up his visor. He's the tall one, pale and thin. He looks at his companions and rocks back in the saddle of his